Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 630-324-6666.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Learn About Law. In this video, we're going to take a closer look at what's new with Illinois family law in 2023. It's important to know your rights and what you can expect if you'll be involved in a family law legal manner. We'll be talking about the temporary relief provisions, restraining orders, child support, custody, and updates to Illinois family law in 2023. Remember, if you need to retain an attorney for your legal matter, check out our information below in the description or go to our website. We have locations throughout Illinois and would be more than happy to help. First off, let's talk about temporary relief provisions. If either party needs financial help during the divorce process, they can ask the court for temporary maintenance and/or child support. But keep in mind, the amount awarded may not be as much as what will be given in the final judgment. Temporary restraining orders and preliminary injunctions are used to keep things as they are until a final decision is made. These can be used to prevent the sale of property like the marital home, or to keep kids from being taken to a different state. When it comes to maintenance and child support, the amount awarded depends on factors like the length of the marriage, income and assets of each party, and the needs of both. The court also looks at earning potential and opportunities lost due to the marriage. There are different types of maintenance, including fixed term, renewable, and indefinite fixed term. A fixed term has a set end date. Renewable means the court can check if it should continue at the end of the term. And indefinite is permanent unless certain events like death or remarriage occur. Child support is now calculated using an income sharing formula and takes into account the amount of time each parent spends with the kids. Gone are the days of custody. Now it's all about allocation of parental responsibilities. Both parents can make decisions about the kids' education, religion, health, and extra activities. If they can't agree, the court will use the best interests of the child to make the call. Now, what's new in Illinois family law for 2023? Well, the court can now order a temporary move of the child before the final allocation judgment is made. As always, the best interests of the child will be considered. Another change is that a party can ask the other for a retainer fee to help with legal costs, though the interim attorney fees provision. So, there you have it, a quick rundown of the latest changes in Illinois family law. If I didn't cover your question in this video, I urge you to check out the link in the description for more information. Like and subscribe if you find the content helpful and would like to see more. Leave questions in the comments section. I'll see you next time.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 630-324-6666. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Illinois. So thanks again for watching.